mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Beware the Ides of March. On this day in the year 44, Julius Caesar met his end in a real-life tale of ambition, betrayal, and violence. William Shakespeare turned that history into a play. A few years later, those themes appeared again in his much-loved play, Macbeth. That story was set in 11th century Scotland, and spoiler alert, it does not end well for the title character. A new staging of Macbeth is on this weekend at the second stage performance series at the Acting Loft in Manchester. And the play's director, Matt Ryan, is with us today. Matt, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Also, Jim Burkholder, who plays the title role, he's also with us. Jim, great to have you.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Oh, listen to that nice actorly voice. So good to have you with us. They're going to tell us more about this decidedly contemporary production. And okay, so we went to the Actors Studio Playbook and found that it is okay to say Macbeth in a radio station.
Yes, absolutely.
I understand you can't say it if you're doing the production.
No, but doing the show, you cannot avoid it either.
Yeah, I suppose not.
I don't have a problem doing that, but I respect those that
hold the suspicion
right,
dear.
Right.
Well, Matt, how do you take Macbeth? You know, a production so well loved, it's been staged so many times, and make it original?
You don't. Because one of the things you realize when you first start directing Shakespeare or really any other show is that it's all been done before. Mm. Because Shakespeare is being performed in almost every city across the globe. And when you start to think of concepts and conceptualize Shakespeare, you just decide that moments can be original and certain elements can be original, but a general concept is pretty much done. And while it may be original to your mind, you can immediately turn on YouTube nowadays or turn on PBS and go, oh, wow, we did that in our show too. And then there's a little bit of disheartening moment, but then you thought, you know what? I thought it without thinking of it, so it was my idea. Mm.
So what? How are you staging it? I mean, we've seen, of course, like World War II adaptation, World War I, you know, different moments through history. Where are you setting it?
It is a modernization, slightly pre-apocalyptic. I mean, we still have a very strong military. There's still an electronics aspect to it where Lady M is reading her letter from Macbeth, and instead of her doing it on parchment, she's reading it from her iPad.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting reports directly to his BlackBerry. We are staging it with, there is a sword fight in the show, but everything else is done with guns or tasers or pepper spray.
Mm-hmm.
We are adding a industrial rock music as opposed to classical pieces, although there are a couple classical pieces there. But we are also taking a look from a modern perspective, and we take a look at the language and we say, okay, what, and as opposed to being literal, because you can't be literal when with a piece that's 400 years old and let it make sense to a broader audience. Now we have to figure out what modern metaphorical aspect we can bring to the language and still let it make it be interesting and unique and enticing.
And the language, of course, is everything. And that, Jim, is very much part of what you do. Here is a clip of you, Jim Burkholder, from a rehearsal earlier this week.
He chid the sisters when first they put the name of king upon me and bade them speak to him. Then, prophet-like, they hailed him father to a line of kings. On my head, they placed a fruitless crown and placed a barren scepter in my gripe, thence to be wrenched with an unlineal hand, no son of mine succeeding.
Jim Burkholder, that's you in a rehearsal for Macbeth that's going to be staged this weekend in Manchester at the Acting Loft. But, you know, it's when you hear Shakespearean language, there's nothing modern about it. How do you make it modern? How do you bring it a kind of freshness?
To quote Matt, you don't. The language is brilliantly crafted. To mess with the words would be blasphemous, in my opinion. the presentation. I was raised in England and 3 years in school over there at a young age, and I had a very strong English accent when I returned, and it's very easy for me to lapse back into that. I have to fight against that when using this material. That's the only thing, you know, trying to keep it straight without a dialect.
Well, you know, Matt was talking earlier about, you know, sort of creating this modern subtext, this pre-apocalyptic kind of setting. Now, you've played Macbeth in very straight productions of Macbeth in the past, correct?
One production, yes.
So how is it different for you in this, you know, using a taser or using a BlackBerry? I mean, how does that change what you bring to the role? Does it?
Oh, it's wonderfully fresh. It's wonderfully fresh. I think it's going to make it a whole lot more accessible to a modern and younger audience, to see these modern things that people are used to seeing every day, and yet having the classical language there, which is like, as I said, brilliantly crafted.
So I'm thinking, you know, I was listening to the BBC News, of course, and the Arab Spring is a year
right
behind us. You know, all these questions about sort of tyranny and treachery and the downfall of the order of things. This play, you know, is one that's always pointed to for ambition. You know, a masculinity, I think, plays out very deeply here. What's resonant for you in this modern context, Matt?
It is no accident that I chose to do this during the 2012 presidential primary. It is no accident. excuse me, because I see so much of a modern Macbeth play out in the fact that the theme of Macbeth is unchecked ambition, and yet people are going after President Obama, whatever your political beliefs are, of him being so ambitious. They did this in 2008, of him being so ambitious, and therefore he should not be president because he's so ambitious. And now that he's president, people are having to figure out whether their votes were correct or if their votes were incorrect, and now they're having to make an adjustment. But the Republicans are doing the same thing to Obama this time, and they're doing it to each other. Everybody's pointing fingers, calling everybody anything but a true American, and we are caught in the center. We are caught in the middle, and we have to make the decision, and that is absolutely the theme of Macbeth. Macbeth is making some decisions, and Lennox and Macduff and anybody else on that stage, they are caught in the middle, and they have to figure out where their loyalties lie.
Are we all going to be trying to get those spots off of us?
Yes, in a very, very dark and almost creepy sort of way that happens here.
Well, the Acting Oxford is a teaching institution.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
What is the educational value for actors performing Macbeth and Shakespeare in general?
Well, it's funny because I was discussing this with my actors just the other day. We have non-actors or new actors who have never performed Shakespeare ever. We also have some veterans who have performed Shakespeare. But we were making the discussion that you have to learn Shakespeare as an actor because there is nothing. Shakespeareanism is a religion among actors. Shakespeare is not an author so much as he is almost a god among those of us in the theater. And you may not like Shakespeare and still really enjoy theater, but you respect him. And you may not like the language, but you understand the humanity that the man tries to put forth. And that is the learning tool. That is the key. And when you can't really teach theater without going to the basics, and Shakespeare is definitely a basic.
Jim, we have to wrap, but favorite role? I mean, is this it?
Oh, it's right up there. It's got to be. It absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Virginia.
Matt Ryan directs, and Jim Burkholder plays the title role in a new modern staging of Macbeth. It's showing this weekend at the Acting Loft in Manchester. Now, you can find more links to more information and to tickets at our Unsullied website, wordofmouthradio.org.